This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Sharp Tank. No jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. And today, we got a beautiful, talented, young lady by the name of Chyna Monae.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, baby?
What's good?
Talk to me. Man, look, I've been wanting to get you up here.
Well,
that's why I hit Ugly Money up. When I seen you rapping and you were sitting there doing your shit, I said, oh, whoa. Hey, I promise you, I wanted to get this interview before you blow.
Yes,
I know you,
yes.
Because I know you're going to go.
It's
and
coming.
I want to be one to have the interview before you do.
Are you smart?
I got the first one. I got the fucking tape. I got the footage, man.
Nah, most definitely. I appreciate it. It's an honor.
How are you?
I'm gracious.
Yeah. Man, you said you were saying it earlier. You said you had a rough morning, long morning.
Yeah. Crazy, trying to get to you.
Trying to get to me.
Trying to get to you.
Well, you took me. What happened?
Okay, so.
What happened?
I didn't get no sleep for real. I supposed to got my makeup and nails done prior, but that didn't work out. So I kind of took a little cat nap. By the time I woke up, it was time to get on the plane. So as soon as I got on the plane, I had a connecting flight. Almost missed that flight because it was so big and spaced out in what? Delaware, Colorado, somewhere we had to go. And it was just a mess. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to get there on time. Like, I got to get there. This is very important. He going to kill me. Like, no.
I am.
Yeah.
I was going to kill you if you didn't show up.
So we running with all kind of bags. It's just going crazy.
You were definitely, huh? Not the type of bags you wanted busting running through there, huh?
Right. Yeah. Hungry, didn't eat, hell like a mess. I just, yeah.
So you're from Albany.
Albany, Georgia.
I want to say it like you do, but I'm trying to catch you.
You gotta let it roll off the tongue.
I'm from the West Coast, baby. So you know we don't relax our R's like that. You got niggas around here like, yeah, we coming to the party.
Okay. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, we come to party.
Yeah. I like that about you, baby. So talk to me. When did you even decide to start getting into the music, baby?
I got into the music by mistake, for real. I never thought about being an artist. I was shy. I used to write to myself in my notepad in high school to express my feelings. And that's how that came about with me writing music. And then, like, my uncle, he had a studio out there in Tampa, Florida. And he started a label called Street Team Entertainment. And he wanted to try something else. So I just got in the booth. I was like, I want to give it a try, like, just to see how it go. Because, like I said, I used to just write down things I feel. But I never put it in a format as a song. I just wanted to see how it sound.
Yeah.
And then he, like, noticed that I was really good at it. He was like, oh, you sound good. Yeah. I was like, for real? And so that's when I started taking it seriously, like perfecting it, like how to actually put a record together, like perfecting my images, looking as an artist, like all the things to do to become an artist. I had to perfect it over the years. And then so like when I left and moved to Tampa, I left from Tampa to move back to Albany. And I had started getting out into the music scene with other artists and stuff because I didn't really deal with people out there in my city. So when I got to the studio, I ended up running into like Sean Jay from Feel Mob. He was there. So he was kind of helping me along the way of like perfecting my craft and everything. But you know how men are in the game. So I was like, I kind of stood back because I was like, I'd rather just sit back and learn on my own versus y'all doing all this issue.
Right.
So yeah, I kind of did that and then just got really good at it. Till one day, 2020 around the pandemic. I think around the time Boom Man had that showcase, the one Fujiano one.
Yeah.
And I was gonna go to it, but I was working at Olive Garden. I had a job as a for like 6 years. Olive Garden. I was cooking for real. I cooked for real. Although I think y'all playing me. So yeah, I didn't have enough money. I couldn't get off. So I was like, I'ma just miss out on you or whatever. Not knowing Nietzsche was the judge. Right
now. I'm mad. Yeah. I don't even interrupt.
Everybody got their time.
I'm kind of upset right now because I want to know why the we didn't get no Olive Garden today.
Oh, God. Why I didn't work there. It's going on 4 years. I quit.
You want some breadsticks, church?
After this, I got you.
Salad and breadsticks for everybody.
Uber Eats.
Just with you, baby. Continue. Don't talk
to me. Yeah. So, Nietzsche was the judge, one of the judges or whatever. I didn't know that. But I ended up running across him on Instagram, and he had his own showcase. So I had sent in my picture and stuff on my flyer and everything to do it. But I didn't get to do it because I had to work. So I guess he kind of noticed and seen that I was like jumping in and out type thing. So he inboxed me out of nowhere and he was like, let's have a sit down. So I was like, okay, cool, let's do it. So I got off work. As soon as I got off of work, I drove to Atlanta, which is like 2.5 hours with my work clothes on, met Nietzsche. We sat down in a restaurant, chopped it up. He was listening
to
some
in Olive Garden attire.
In my Olive Garden attire. That was my plan. Yeah, I wanted that bad.
The most businessman slash ratchet shit I've ever heard in my entire life. It's like, you want to hate it, but you got to love it. You know what I'm saying? You got to love that, for real, because that's work ethic. I love
it's
to
ambitious.
Hear that. That's
very
ambitious. And having some drive to get your ass off from work.
Yeah.
Rush the foot. Like, I ain't got time to change nothing. You probably trying to fix a little bit of it up in the car real quick. You know what I'm saying? As you move it. And just to get in there and really have to base it off you had to be crazy a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you go in there with no type of appear on to where it's like, and not even saying that you're not a beautiful girl,
right.
But you walking in there looking
crazy.
Regular as hell.
I was regular as hell.
Coming here talking about changing your life.
Yeah, he was looking crazy, but he was more so like shocked because he seen like, whoa, you really serious? And I was like, yeah. So that night we went to the studio, and I always, like I said, I always used to write, but that night I actually freestyled the record. And I don't know if because I was nervous, and I was like, I can't mess up, I gotta be, and I actually did it. And he was like, whoa, that's dope. It was actually dope rap when we put it together. So after I left that night, I ended up driving back to Albany. So he kept calling me to come back and forth to record records. But at this time, he didn't know I stayed in Albany because I was coming back and forth like that. He thought I was lived in Atlanta. Well, I was there recording 3-4 times out of the week.
So you didn't even tell him?
No.
You thought you might
live
around the corner.
Yeah, driving 2.5 hours. Didn't ask for gas money. Didn't ask for nothing. Just was coming because I was so
I
serious.
Him.
Yeah, and then it got to the point where
no crying.
He was like, I see how driven and, you know what I'm saying, hardworking that you are. Like, I want to be your manager. And I was like, oh my God, for real? He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm gonna be your manager. He was like, we ain't got no budget like that for real, whatever. But we gonna make somewhere. I said, okay, cool. I said, I don't get that much money, but I put up what I got, and you know, if you can match me, we can do it like that. And he was like, $500. I was giving up $500 every week. And when I gave him like my third $500, he was like, stop.
And working at Olive Garden?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to talk shit here. You know what I'm saying? But when I really look at the fact here, I'm like, damn, to give up $500 every week working at Olive Garden, you definitely missed a couple things giving that up. Like,
facts. I'm a mother
whether
too.
It's just some shit, huh?
Yeah, I'm a mother. I have a 7-year-old. At the time, she was like 4.
Yeah, so at the time you wasn't really in position to be giving up $500 a week.
No, staying with my grandma, still paying a car note, got my baby girl, you know what I'm saying? The regular.
Well, car notes are good.
Yeah.
Car notes help your credit. It's okay. You paid them on time, right? You always paid them on time.
Yes,
you was a little late, huh? You always went through the grace period.
Nah, I paid it on time. I had other bills. I stayed with my grandma.
Yeah. Hey, you got to help grandmama out too.
Yeah, of course I'm helping her out.
Grandmama believe in a dream.
Yeah,
she saw she believed in what you had going on.
Facts. My whole family, yeah, they most definitely believed in me. And like I say, I had to leave my baby girl back home, so they most definitely helped me with her too as well,
right,
when I moved to Atlanta.
Yeah.
So
you was leaving her. You was leaving her as you had to go drive that 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say, if you taking the baby with you, you're a bad mother, dog. Straight up, $500 a week working at Olive Garden, driving 2.5 hours. To go do, like, to go record, you know what I'm saying? And then having to possibly take the baby. If you said you was taking the baby, I was like, where the f*** have you been? Right. You are holding it down. I'm not even gonna lie.
One thing about me now, I'm a risk taker.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Like, you seem very outgoing, and you know, I read some about you that, mm-hmm. you know, you used to like to write songs as a child.
Yeah.
And you were very shy when you would.
Very shy.
Like, you were very shy about music and singing and things mm-hmm. like that. Where'd you find it, baby?
I feel like the music bring it out of me. Like, when I'm on stage performing, I'm a whole nother person. Like, I'm actually becoming the person I always wanted to be that was in them words, in them papers. Because I couldn't be, I used to walk around with my head down. I used to not smile. I used to do all that because, people used to pick on me and stuff like that. But, I came out of the music, brought it out of me. To where now I got that confidence on that bitch. Y'all better not play with me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you know, it's always those stories, right? That be the ones that got picked on, the ones mm-hmm. that had to go through a lot, didn't really get a fair strike at certain come out swinging the hardest. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? I understand most definitely, right. You know, especially having to come from being shy. That's why I'm like, damn, if you were shy, like, how'd you shake that? Because having to stand up, even having to get in there into a studio and record, there's still people in there that are just glued to you.
Yeah.
The entire watching time as you're in the booth. You know what I'm saying? They're just watching you. You know what I'm saying?
It's nerve-wracking, but I don't know. I just, like I said.
How'd you overcome that is my question.
Just my daughter, thinking about my baby girl, like, trying to make a way out for her.
Right.
It was like,
she can't be eating Olive
go
Garden.
Go hard or go home.
She can't be growing up on Olive Garden.
No. We ain't eating breadsticks. And salad.
She gonna grow up hating that straight up.
My baby's
she's gonna
bougie.
Grow up resenting that like, I don't even want a breadstick salad. I'm f***ing done. Says she's bougie.
Yeah, she likes sushi. She loves Asian cuisines. Like, she likes stuff like that.
I like that. So, describe. Shout out to your baby, too,
thank
by the way.
You.
Shout out to her. So,
I love you.
Describe the process of making the single Submissive.
Okay, so, this is how it happened, right? I'm in the studio, chilling. In my thought process, because I was trying to come up with some other type of record. But Nietzsche came out the blue. I was like, Chana, I got an idea. I'm like, what, Nietzsche? He was like, you know how we kind of do Trigger Alert? You know, like the show Trigger Alert. Yeah. How he be going off on the masculine bitch. So he was like, I think we should turn it into a record. And I was like, you know what, that's crazy because I was thinking like going in that direction but didn't know how to go about it. Mm-hmm. So we got in the studio together, came up with the ideas, and I was like, yeah, they do something about being submissive. Submissive women in demand too. He was like, oh, I like that.
Listen to me, that's how I found you.
Really?
Was through that, so yeah. And then I started doing my research on you, my homework. I'm like, okay, you've been around since like 2014, right? Like, you've been really playing with it since then.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I feel like this one, the one that's gonna really go. I said, hey, hold the fuck up. Straight up. I said, I'ma say it just like this. I said, who this little bitty right here? And she talking cash shit.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I fell in love with the song. I loved it. And
you.
I seen a lot of people giving you a lot of positive feedback. Yes. From
a lot of men.
A lot of men. Hey, but you know what, though? That's cold game, because if you look at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always say as women that support and buy the music, even when albums and CDs and things were like that, who was buying? Mostly women. Niggas was trying to bootleg,
mm-hmm.
trying to steal. We always trying to grab it in a different light.
Right.
So to see you try to turn it around now, like, your fan base is a lot of men.
A lot of men. That's crazy, because I'm that's like, it's right. hard that's to different. Get that. Yeah.
Because I ain't going to lie. Like, and shout out to Sexy Reds and shout out to all them. But they got the Ratchet, the girl fan base, like, with them. You, on the other hand, have the man fan base.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to do.
Oh, my God.
That's hard to do, though.
Support. They, like, protect this queen. And,
man,
I'm
going to
buy
you
your music. And they going crazy. Like,
that Submissive was crazy.
I never seen that. And then it's like, everywhere I go, in any little part of the city of Atlanta, like, somebody know me because of that record. They're like, you that cook clean? Shut up, girl. I was like,
that, say it for them again. Say it, baby.
I cook. I clean. I shut up.
Hey, Nani. We need it in that order.
In real life. Yeah. And they want to, if I do it for real. I do. I'm capping my rap.
That's what my next question was. Mm-hmm. Was it just a good song to put it? Like, was it just catchy at the time and just a good track to put out because you knew it was going to blow? Or did you mean that?
I meant that shit because it was so refreshing and it was just so dope because I'm actually like that. I'm naturally like that. Like, I was born to be a submissive woman. So it was like, it was nothing for me to make this record because I felt it. And I mean, I'm pretty sure you can feel it when I put it in the record. I meant that shit.
Now, I got to know, do you be getting nasty messages from like chicks?
The time.
Like, do the chicks like, because I'm sure chicks.
She kept. He still gonna cheat, like all that. Like, you're doing it for nothing. You a slave.
You're doing it for nothing.
They going crazy. I'm like, y'all is some battered masculine bitches. What the hell?
Man, what do you, China, what would you consider, just from your definition, because your song is a very, it's submissive. Mm-hmm. It's a very submissive song of right. females, you know what I'm saying, song. So, I gotta know, like, what's a masculine female to you? Like, what's a couple of traits you feel like is just like, like, bitch, what are you doing? That's too masculine.
Yeah, a masculine female who's loud, who don't listen. Yeah.
To nobody.
Nobody. Very disrespectful. Wanna be independent. They swear that independent shit, they bossing up on it. Nah, it's deteriorating y'all lives.
As a man, it sucks to be alone too sometimes. I get it. So, you know what I'm saying? Everybody needs somebody mm-hmm. sometimes. Like that independent shit, like even for a man, like, yeah, we like to stand on our toes. But like you said, we'd like to have a woman that gonna cook clean, fuck exactly. and shut up.
Don't be independent, be interdependent.
Ooh, break that down for us a little bit, baby.
Basically, me and you, we depending on each other. We helping each other.
Do you know that that's all I ever try to kick to a lot of the
really?
That I've ever sat down with? Yeah, I'd be like, look, I'm not saying I'm not going to do for you, but why is it got to just be all on me?
Because that's what they was taught and that's what they feel like is right, which is crazy because.
You want me to tell you something? Because I don't want it to sound stupid, so yeah. I'll break it down. I always looked at it even like this, right, in a regular household. The woman don't, even a woman won't respect a man that ain't doing shit. Like, that respect start, if a mother's the only one doing it in the household and not putting it together, guess what happens? One's gonna turn into the alpha and be like, well, you know, that's why a lot of women, they'll go cheat, because they be like, my man don't do shit. Shit, I'm allowed to cheat. I pay for everything.
Yeah, they
men
feel
will
like.
Do this, and men will do the same motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? That's why I feel like if there's an equal respect where y'all both are taking care of business, that respect will always stay there. You know what I'm saying? You can't really disrespect the other person. Now, if they're not doing shit, they're just sitting back, running their mouth, guess what? You might as well say bye-bye because you just sent your spouse elsewhere.
Yeah, most definitely. Both got to bring peace in the home. That's the main thing. Like, I'm not the type to be, oh, you need to do this or I need to do that. I feel like we all need to come together because at the end of the day, we all is one.
Yeah.
Like, instead of tearing up the home, I'm trying to bring back the home, but putting it in our type of content, you know what I'm saying? Because they listen that way. They wouldn't listen if I put it into a little regular Douglas song. But the way I did it, I got your attention.
What's crazy, because you got the men attention.
Facts.
Like, that's really your fan base.
Yeah, it is.
That's why it would be spooky to see your shows, because it's going to be a lot of nasty.
But before that, I always had the men, but now I really got them.
Yeah.
And cause like some of my stars, I always see the guys turn up with me and stuff. Like, I had guys say, turn up. I'd be like, what? It'd be so funny. But I don't know why women feel like being submissive is like being a slave or whatever. But submissive is not being weak, but it's rather being strong enough for one, each other to love on another, to grow with each other, to build each other, to like, you know what I'm saying? Build this foundation. It ain't nothing about no competition shit.
Yeah.
And that's what it feels like sometimes.
So you say that submissive song, like, it meant more to you to put out because you want people to hear this shit by the masses because nobody's talking like that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, look, I just shut up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, and for you to grab the men, man, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
Because it's in the drill. It's into... I'm going to kill you
I see all the you violent shit.
At the corner store. When can you make, you know, who had said it? I seen somebody make a quote about it saying, I think it was Ja Rule. Ja Rule said, let's make hip hop fun again.
Right.
Music's supposed to be fun.
It is.
Not, damn, is dying. Like, the music has changed.
They made it so personal.
It's changed drastically. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So to see you get in it, actually be able to tell your truth and have some fun as well is dope.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? How did you, I don't think you were like that all your life. How did you become a submissive woman yourself?
I became a submissive woman because I used to be that quarrelsome woman, that masculine bitch. I used to be that. Oh, I'm independent. I can pay all my own bills and this and that and the third, until I got in an actual relationship where a guy actually taught me how to be the woman I am today and made me see the difference. Because when I wasn't listening and stuff, we was always fighting and fussing, and it was just a mess. It was never no peace in the home.
Yeah.
But when I converted over to being a soft girl, getting in my soft girl era, everything changed. There was more peace in the home, more happiness. I get what I want. I learned, like, really, that's my superpower.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, it's really, it's a turnoff for me for a hardened bitch.
They don't want to hit it.
It comes off, because like you said, mm-hmm. it just comes off constantly challenging.
Back.
It's like, like you said, it's not a competition, but it seems like that when she's being combative or resistant.
Facts. I feel like society made it that way, though. Like,
why you say that?
With social conditioning, meaning feminism. Mm. There's a lot of feminism empowerment going on. So now these women feel like a Beyonce, which Beyonce's married.
Right.
So it's all entertainment and being married to the same nigga and making you us get back to the apartments.
No, that is true. I ain't gonna lie. That is true. She's like, look at some of the bitches that y'all looking up to. They got niggas.
Yeah.
Like, even City Girls, all them, they got niggas. Yeah. Don't, just because y'all hear the music, y'all the bitches out here crashing.
Thanks.
They're like, and I just wish that it was told that way.
Mm-hmm.
In the music, like, to separate it, like, hey, look, we just want y'all to know, you know what I'm saying? Like, we make this music, but like, we're making it for, it's fun. It's not life.
It's just entertainment. And like, I don't know. I always said that too. Like, music ain't never been the same because they taking it so personal to where everybody getting in their feelings or they utilizing it the wrong way and creating all these different messages where it's just influencing people so terribly. It's just, I don't know. It's crashing, but I'm trying to save the day. I am saving the day.
I ain't gonna lie, baby. You saved me something. Because for real, like, the music that you put out, like I said, that's submissive, that was really, was the one. I think that's the one. And that should really push you over the hump. You know what I'm saying?
I know it is.
You married? I see you got a ring on your finger.
How long you been married?
How long you been with, how long you been with your significant other now?
Forever. And ever.
Hey, ain't even, that tells me a lot.
When you submissive, it's what to get you, honey.
Yeah.
Shut up sometimes.
Yeah.
And listen, he gonna lead you to the mission, not the hell.
How do you feel like music is causing women to be masculine?
I feel like the music is very influential, so whatever they listen to, they gonna, I don't know, get into it. Like, they gonna go buy it because they feel like it's right. It looks right, but it's really wrong. As far as, like I said, a lot of sexy red Sukianas, they saying, fuck that nigga. You don't need no nigga.
Don't you feel like that's kind of like child's play? Like, something that a child would do. Like, listen to try and go do something that they hear
they
in music.
Do.
As adults.
It's so weird.
Not knowing how to separate the music.
Too old like, for
hey,
that
I'm listening to the music. The music's not a part. It's not me. Because I'm just here to listen to the music. Hey, man, I'm just a couple of ears just trying to nod my head to something. Mm-hmm. But I do know how to understand that, hey, I'm in control of this. I can turn the switch on and off to this shit. It's like some people turn it on and they get stuck on and now they're moving around. And you're right. Music is very influential. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? But I just thought women, you know, were very smart creatures, very smart individuals. Like, for real, know how to, y'all are supposed to be the ones that mature faster.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Right? If that's what it was always said when I was growing up, they say women mature a little bit more faster than men do, you know? So to see like the women that I was seeing growing up compared to the women that I see now is a night and day fucking difference.
Yeah. And I feel like you said with the question, to answer your question, they being rewarded by it. Because the men are liking it, commenting about it, sharing it. The women, same difference. They reposting it, and they, oh, look at this. It's fine. It look good. Oh, I like this. Da-da-da-da. And really, it's tearing up our community. It's tearing up, you know what I'm saying, the real, I don't know. It's just a mess.
How do you feel about, like, a woman living, like, you know, online versus like really just being out in the world, no social media, and really living her life? Do you feel like the woman that gets out in the world gets a little bit further? Or do you feel like the women on the internet get further now?
The women on the internet, because that's what people pushing.
Yeah.
That's what they like. It's like you gotta be popular. Yeah. The popular stupid shit gets more attention than the real shit. The shit behind the scenes that ain't getting no attention.
You're right, because you can get online right now trying to say some wholesome shit, might get 50 likes.
Facts.
3 comments.
I get on there and shake my ass.
Shake your ass, titties hanging out. Boom, skyrocketed. Let's go.
Going crazy.
But then they talk trash about society, like how society ain't shit, but you motherfuckers sit here and glorify this shit. That's why I always say this, right? Because people be like, how do they watch, like, how do we watch this drama? You're watching it. Look at you. Who's sick? The person that's putting it out or the person that's watching it?
Yeah, they be encouraging bad behavior. And that's just crazy. Because the men, and I blame the man too.
Talk about it. What you blame, baby? Like, come on. Let's go.
Like, y'all be talking about the women who does those, you know what I'm saying, ungodly or unwomanlike things. Y'all, like I say, y'all praise it. But instead of praising it, teach the woman like how to be a woman. Because sometimes if you teach them, they'll listen. If she get this man to teach her to say the same thing, and this man to say the same thing, and this man to say the same thing, it's going to come to her. Eventually, like, okay, too many men have said the same thing.
You know what it is? And bingo. I look at it like this. That's why we got a lot of masculine bitches, because they are learning from niggas.
Mm-hmm.
That's what niggas show. Like, niggas, I feel you, niggas ain't probably more, like, softer on her, like, just, like, caress her mind a little bit more than
women. We are emotional.
Like, we treat them like, just like we treat the niggas in the streets. Like, nigga.
Yeah, calling out her name.
No, I ain't gonna lie, you're right.
Being masculine. But if you want to get through woman's head, you got to be compassionate with her. That's how we'll listen.
And if she don't, get the fuck away from her.
Get away.
You don't have to stop trying to force puzzle pieces that don't go together. That shit don't ever work.
Like I said, men, stop rewarding bad behavior.
Yeah. Speaking of men, how'd you start working with Ugly Money? Shout out to my nigga Ugly Money, by the way.
We, like I said, we started off of a DM. And like I said, he ended up becoming my manager. And that same year, I went on tour, did like a 56-city tour. That was crazy.
Ugly Money also does the hip-hop fraternity too, right?
Yeah, they
all with Pimp and Kim. Shout out my nigga Pimp and Kim.
We actually had the Ugly Money Music Summit April 6th through the 7th.
I'll be there.
HHF Award Show. Yes!
I will be there.
You're going to see my performance.
Right? Is it the 8th?
It's the 6th through the 7th. April.
6th through the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there for it.
And I'm performing on the 7th, so y'all don't want to miss that.
That shit's going to be live. I ain't even going to lie to you. That's going to be crazy.
That's my favorite part. I love performing.
You love performing?
Yes.
You going to be looking good?
Yeah, of course. Every time.
Husband might have a run for his money.
Little razzle dazzle. Oh, God.
Hopefully he got his weather together. Hopefully he got his weather together because I'm fucking coming. I ain't going to lie to you. You was talking about the Phil Mom. They from Albany too, right?
Yeah. Shout out to Sean Jay and Smoke. Yeah, they from Albany, Georgia. The legends.
I heard your mom used to date Smoke.
Oh, God. I don't know what they had going on when they was younger.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying that's maybe how, like, that's a small world, right? For you to land back around a circle of people that your mama used to fuck with.
That's crazy, right? Shout out to my mama.
Hey, shout out to your mama, yeah. She used to fuck with the boy Smoke. You don't remember none of that coming up?
I don't remember that. He said it. But, you know, me and Smoke did end up redoing Sick of Being Lonely, which was the dopest thing ever. Like, oh, my God, that record, I'm so sick of being lonely. Yeah, we redid that. Oh my God, fire.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't wait to drop it.
We gotta definitely, what's for you, right? Cause you've done shows.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the part I like to ask artists, like, what was your best show so far and what was your worst show so far?
My worst show.
Start with the worst. I like that. Dive right on in the ugly shit.
Yeah.
I like
that. It's ugly.
Worst show.
Okay, my worst show was when me and Nietzsche was at Chit Chat on the east side in Atlanta. We was with, I forgot her name, but anywho, we was there. But me and him both was drinking.
You wanted to forget her name.
I don't want to forget her name.
You know why you did? She must not left a positive image on you. People only forget people's names that didn't leave a positive image on them.
Facts. We ain't gonna speak out.
So yeah, continue though.
But yeah, he was like my hype man. Mm. And I got my own mic too. So we both was just drinking in that. Cause I guess we was celebrating. We were so excited. And I can't really drink like that. And Nietzsche can't really drink like that. So we was performing my song Jet Ski. We was performing Jet Ski and both of us was just yelling. I was like, oh my God. He was like, talk your shit, bitch, China. And I was like, Bella, yo. I was like, oh my God, why would we
up there so raging hard? On stage. I never thought I'd hear some people on the east side in Atlanta. And y'all up there screaming and raging on the damn stage.
And everybody was just cheering us on. I guess they didn't know, but I knew, like, no, never again. So that's why I don't drink no more when I perform.
You felt like that was a bad shot?
That was horrible. Yes, I'm big on my shows. I'm big on sound, like everything. Yeah. I went on point. I was just doing shit. I was mad as hell. Yeah. Cause I be having my stuff like choreographed. Like I got my little certain moves I do. Cause I do it so much. Like everybody, even my fans, they know like certain moves I do.
What's your process of critiquing yourself throughout your show?
I'll get somebody to record me and I go back and look at it.
Yeah.
And I just watch my videos and I pick what I don't like and I pick what I do like and I keep that in. And I'm keeping using it.
What if your fans like some of that shit, though? And they be like, the shit that you don't like.
Yeah, I ain't never thought about it.
Just a little bit. Like, yeah. Like don't listen to all, but listen to some. Mm-hmm. Like, because you still need to take a little bit of
you're
that
right.
out the mix.
I'm going to do that.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to do that.
So I think that's important. Mm-hmm. Best show.
That's my best show. At the Ugly Money Music Summit. All my best shows are there. Because I go crazy. Like, I get a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of girls, or whoever that come with me. We all in uniform, lit. I got my sparkling poppers. I got my big chat on their signs. I go crazy lighting, my outfits, my shit. Like, I just go crazy because I'm big on shows. And I do, like, maybe 3 to 4 records. And I got my DJ. We got my set together. I got bubbles going everywhere. I got all kind of stuff, like a real show. And it's like, dang, I ain't really got a budget like that, but imagine when I do get that budget, I'm gonna just go crazy. Like one of those Beyonce shows.
So you feel like you say, I'm already doing it.
I'm doing it.
Like,
facts.
And you know what? I've noticed like a lot of Atlanta artists are like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like they invest in themselves.
Yeah.
Like before anybody. You know what I'm saying? They'll be out there 50, 60 piece into themselves. You know what I'm saying? Throughout the year of just buying little shit of their outfits or whatever the case may be. You know? How about like, for Atlanta, right? Like, how do you, like, because I always look at it, like, Atlanta gets a lot of shine. Like, it shines on their artists. But for you, I want to know, like, is that the place you get the most love from? Is from your city? Or where have you gotten the most love from? Like, what city? Has it been your own?
Atlanta is one of my biggest, but I think North Carolina and Memphis, Tennessee.
That's
and New York. That's crazy. I was like, whoa.
I wasn't expecting to hear that many cities. I thought maybe you was going to be like one or two, but in North Carolina, they fuck with it. Like, that's why I always hear them. Like, they always come out and support.
Heavy. Bad. Yeah. They. I actually got booked up there for April 18th to go to Durham.
The West Coast, it sucks, right? Because, and I love the West Coast, but it really sucks because, like, we don't come out for shit unless it's, like, really one of our homies.
Yeah.
Or if it's a big name. You know what I'm saying? And bring everybody out. Like, I just wish the support was the same.
Wow.
Like how y'all get it down south.
I ain't gonna lie,
you know
we
saying?
Do come out of
south. Down south.
We can't. We don't even gotta like you. We gonna pop
bro,
out.
Bro, they get a whole different love down south. Like down south is so easy. Like everybody comes out, bro. They'll shut down the general store. Hey, put a fucking post up in the window. Hey, going to such and such concert. Be back in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Like it's. And that's the type of love like that we need. Like, I don't know, in like these bigger, you know what I'm saying, rural areas where it's like, it's a lot of people in the max. Like, everybody competing, man. You competing with 50,000 you daily.
Wow.
Daily. You know what I'm saying? As of, there's only a couple you over here and a couple like down south. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not, the competition's there, but it's not as big. And even if there is a lot of competition, everybody's trying to help one another.
Yeah, I would say that. They do be helping. It be fake help, but some of them be helping. Because some people get under you just to get past you. And it'd be weird because I done dealt with a lot of that too, but.
What you done dealt with? Tell me a little bit.
Oh gosh. I done had so many people, mainly girls, who want to be me, I guess. I want to be in my position. Done come around me like on some fake love. acting like you really fucking with me, you really like my music or whatever. And I'm the type I naturally support because I don't, regardless my situation or my level or status in this shit, I'm always me. So you could be a nobody and I still come out and support your shit with no problem. Basically humbling myself because I don't got to be around you and technically I ain't supposed to be. But I don't care about it. I'm going to support you if I really fuck with you. Yeah. But versus them, they'll probably get me around them, start some bullshit. I don't know what's going on. Now they making it seem like I'm on some hating shit and just trying to take the shine of their shit because I naturally pop out, you know, stand out when I'm around. So, or if we go somewhere, I go somewhere with somebody and, like I said, Atlanta know me. And it's your shit. But I walk through the door. Oh, we got China Monet in the building, Ugly Money. But it's your event. Now you mad because they shot at me.
I ain't gonna lie, some badass black bitches in Atlanta, boy. Atlanta got them, nigga. Everybody in there.
It's a lot of dolls there. Because
your niggas, you beautiful. Like, you know, I've seen a lot of beautiful black women, like, through the city of Atlanta. Atlanta is that shit, boy.
They got some girlies out there.
Did you did you have management before Ugly Money?
I actually did. It was horrible. it was so ghetto. It was that all bitty shit. I'm mad for the car they ass at.
Yeah, you do.
Boss Game Entertainment. Bitch ass niggas.
But anywho. Damn.
Yeah, I said it now. Come with it. Check me. But anywho. Yeah, they tried the hell out of me. Like, they played with my money. They didn't really have the production up to par. I had to go to other studios to re-record what I recorded at their studios. They didn't give a damn. Yeah. Then, like, he'll put me with some bootleg shit and say it was a media run and pictures all fucked up. I ain't got no CD, no nick of this thing. We pressed the CDs that ran that time. No CDs, no nothing that I was supposed to get. And then he was trying to make me pay for shit that he was supposed to pay for and get mad at me because I'm checking him about it. And I'm like, nigga, I already done put my money in for this and then the third. What happened with this money? Then you put me with your homeboy who's supposed to be my manager, but y'all done fell out. So y'all going against each other. He done finessed me trying to do some shit with a CPN talking about, oh, we could do this to get some money and I can just see me. Yeah, it was just weird. Ooh. Yeah, I done been through all that. Before I got to the real shit.
You say you done, it says you done 2 nationwide tours.
Oh, no, I did like 7.
You did 7?
Mm-hmm. And it was like, I know the first was like 56, and the other ones probably no more.
You've done
than
over 60 shows for sure. Guaranteed. Yeah. But I know they said that you had did 2 nationwide tours, you know what I'm saying? So that had to be kind of, that's pretty big, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
So what was those called?
It was the Ugly Money Music Tour.
Oh, he be taking you, Ugly Money be pushing you around. Like, that's what I love. Like, and shout out to my nigga, because he whoever been fucking with him lately, I've noticed, like, everybody's catching motion. Everybody's doing their thing. And that's what I said, man. That's what I love about Atlanta, man. I'm about to give me a house down there. Fuck this bullshit.
Come on, buddy.
Fuck this bullshit, man. I'm about to go down there, because everybody getting on down there. Like, and not even on. Like, fuck the fame, man. Like, yeah, niggas got that. Fame. It's the money. Like, y'all, motherfuckers around there is not afraid to spend the bag.
Nope. Yeah, it's been bad.
You know what I'm saying? How much you ever got paid for a walkthrough?
For a walkthrough? I really just got my mom. $1,500.
That's cool. To walk?
Yeah,
$1,500. Shit, no shaking ass?
No.
You had to be in nobody's music videos, did you? Wasn't for a whopping $300, huh? Mm.
Easy shmoney. Easy shmoney.
That's cold right there, baby. I really do. I like that about you, and I appreciate you for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sitting down with me, rocking with me. Is there anything, any other shows, any other music, any collabs? Is there any collabs that you're looking forward to doing or anything you got in the works?
Yeah. I have a lot of them. Derez Deshawn. We finna work on a lot of, actually, I think we're going to do like a whole EP. But with him, like I said, I just did that record with Smoke. That was dope. I've been working with Sway, the remix guy, the producer.
Yeah.
He's the major.
I saw that.
Yeah. Fat Man Scoop. I got a record with him. Murphy Lee. He loves me.
I ain't heard of Murphy Lee.
He actually put me on his album. St. Louis, yeah.
I heard Murphy Lee for saying lunatics in God knows how long. He was called me. He was cold. He's one of them niggas from there for sure. Mm-hmm. What was you doing with him?
We did a record together. He put me on his album. Jazzy Faye.
Dope ass producer to work with.
Amazing.
To get in the building with him has to be iconic. Ew, please tell me. I got to know the story about that and what that experience was like, because that's iconic. That nigga's a legend.
Actually, he called me out of the blue. I was driving and I didn't even know he had my number. I guess Nietzsche gave me some. But yeah, he was like, he called me like, let's work. I was like, okay, cool. Like, he's amazing. He's phenomenal. Like, he could just come up with sounds and instruments like that and just put a record together like that. Like,
it's so he has produced some shit for you.
Mm-hmm. He got a lot of stuff in the making too.
I say go get back around him. Like, and stay. I know this, and I don't want your husband to take this the wrong way, but you need to go in the room with Jazzy Faye and close the door and lock the door.
Forever.
And go in the studio, lock the door, and don't come out for like 2 weeks. If you don't come up with a hit, like I'm talking about something that just took it, like just it's that one, this is going to
be. I know it's going to be one.
And it is going to be
especially
one.
Especially with this new lane that I created with this submissiveness and, you know what I'm saying, the South Korea era. Like, I have a lot of records already.
Is that going to be the new album?
Yes. Yeah,
Soft Girl Era?
Mm-mm. It's submissive, but it's going to be in that lane.
You know what I'm saying? A new, like, a not even that. Like, a spin-off, like, more to come. Like,
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Soft Girl Era, I think that's a cold album. Like, something, a new project to work on for you.
Yeah. I already got some records already in mind and play. Like, down and done. I know I got, like, 8 of them already done. Going crazy. So, I just can't wait. I'm excited to... You know what I'm saying? Keep expanding my new lane that I created.
You definitely have created one for yourself, sweetie, you know, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm rooting for you. And
Thank you so much.
And to give your flowers, you know what I'm saying, while it's early for you, because I feel like that's what this platform was really built for, like for No Jumper, was, you know, the up and coming and for people that are catching wave and have and doing their shit, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to really get you in here, even if it was for 2 minutes, just to let the people know, shit, I know you. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with you and I see you. And if people haven't heard it, they need to go check out that joint submission.
Yes, please.
By China Monet, man. And really, listen to it. Hey, I think it's cold and it's catchy. That's what it's about.
Yeah, I got another one I think I'm finna drop on the way. Shut Up and Listen. That was fire, produced by J2.
Yeah.
Dope.
You ever, question for you? Because you're definitely around it, especially being in Atlanta, and it's probably nothing for you to even catch on to that wave. Have you ever thought about, has reality TV ever came across your mind?
Oh, yes. I'm actually working on a reality show right now called More Than Music. Shout out to Johnny Cabell. And it's on Lax Network. So, yeah, I actually did some photo shoots for that like 2 days ago. And, yeah, they getting ready to premiere all that. Well, get ready to... We filming it for it now. That's my first one.
Yeah.
Gonna be dope. It's gonna be aired too, so.
Have you ever thought about going to some of these popular, more of...
Which one, like Love and Hip Hop?
Yeah, Love and Hip Hop.
I go to one. I don't want to fight.
Maybe. Yeah, I was about... I think Love and Hip Hop, like, and no offense to them, I feel like it's more...
Or the baddies. Like,
yeah, there we go. Mm. Let's get more on that. Would you ever go on to...
I go in there. But they probably won't like me because I ain't gonna fight.
You ain't gonna fight nobody.
I ain't gonna argue.
Well, somebody try to come pull on that good Indian, that good Remy.
Then I might touch him, like a little 2-3 piece, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't do all that. But I'm so cool, calm, collective. It's hard to get me mad. They gonna make themselves mad trying to make me mad.
No, baby, listen to me. I appreciate you for sliding through. Is there anything that you wanna tell your fans, anything you want them to resonate with you before we get up out of here?
Yes. Oh, I need y'all to check out my Pretty Money podcast. I air every Monday night at 7 on Ugly Money TV.
Rapping over there?
Rapping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rapping over there. You need to cut him a track live every motherfucking week.
Okay, I like that idea.
Straight
Let's
up.
Do it.
I think
it
would be dope. Cut him a track every week. Just give him a quick 12 real quick every week. Wrote one for
I got plenty
week.
Bars for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and stay tuned for all my new records that I'm dropping this year. All my new I'm doing singles. Then I might do an EP or whatever. But I mainly want to do singles because
that's the route.
Content is going crazy, and that's all you need. I don't even need a full music video. Like that cook, clean, fuck shit y'all seen with the courtroom, that wasn't no full video. It was just content. Yeah. And I hit millions of views multiple times on it. So it's like, it's ways to not spend money and still get out there. But yeah.
Yeah, it seems like the visualizers are the way that the new wave of where it just bounces the same like visuals real quick and it just keeps going through it. You know, I've seen a lot of rappers using that and you're right, it's cheap production and it can still grasp them by the
millions. As long as the quality is great.
As long as the quality of it is great. You know what I'm saying? You can't still be cheap. I mean, shit, you got a lot of these motherfuckers shooting shit off the iPhones.
Yeah. Yeah, those are going too.
That
ain't gonna lie, one of the guys, we did a mic drop, he shot with his iPhone and hit an M2. So
it's possible.
Yeah, it's possible. Just stay consistent. Have great quality.
You gonna stay consistent for us?
Most definitely is.
Listen to me. I don't wanna believe in this interview like I'm believing in it right now. And then you fuck around and you know you just fumble the bag.
No, I ain't gonna fumble. I can never fumble the bag.
You gotta get to the end zone.
Oh, I am. I'm almost there.
Well, I appreciate you for sliding through and coming and fucking with me.
Thank you so much.
And I'm definitely going to be looking out, and I'm sure the fans and the viewers, they're going to definitely be looking out for where you headed next throughout this year. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be, we're all going to be curious if you're going to stay hot or if it's just going to be a knot the end of the motherfucking year.
Yeah.
So hopefully you stay hot for us, baby. And keep bringing that music to us again. You know what I'm saying? Stand on your campaign.
Facts. Hey, women, I need y'all to take accountability. You know what I'm saying? This year, we quit creating more wives and saving men lives. Okay? So I need y'all to get on that. All 2024.
Save my life, baby.
Let's do it.
Hey. Hey, I appreciate you, baby.
Thank you so much. It's an honor.
Shauna Monet, ladies and gentlemen. The Shark Tank. No Jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. Hey, Donnie, save our lives and shoot us out the motherfucking gym.